Good evening.
Good evening.
Hopefully you had a...
Malka? Brandilla?
So, good evening, Brandy.
Hey.
We are in section 41 of Parsha Noach, and we're starting at verse 323. Yesterday we weren't sure if the last verses in section 40 were promising us secrets, and we'll find out if they're here. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. We're speaking from the Sulam commentary of the Zohar. L'shem Yichud, the Chabur,
Urhimu,
Urhimu, Urhimu, Urhimu, Urhimu, Le'akta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavadhe, V'Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kenunei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kenuneihu. Mat Nitin Vayehi Kol Haaretz Tafa Achat Udvarim Achadim Rabbi Shimon Petach Beha Bayit Behi Banoto Ayet Ven Shelema Masa Nibna Uma Kavot Beha Garzan Kol Kele Barzel Lo Nishma Bebait Behi Banot Behi Banoto Beha Bait Behi Banoto Behi Hawa Bane Lea Shalomo Bekalho Umanin Behawo Taman Mahu Behi Banoto. A Mishnah. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. Rabbi Shimon began by quoting, and the house, when it was building, was built of stone marble, excuse me, stone made ready before it was brought there. So that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was being built. He asks, if the words in the house when it was in building mean that the house built itself, could it be that Solomon and all his artisans did not build it? Why did it read when it was in building? Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, when I saw the first sentence, and the whole earth was of one language and one speech, the reference being Bereshit 11:1, I thought it was referring to the Tower of Babel. But then the reference to 1 Kings, 1 Malachim 6:7, it seems like they're talking about the temple. And I mean, so that kind of was kind of confusing to me. I mean, we know the Shamir worm was used, you know, on the blocks, and we know that Bezalel and Ohiliab had certain things to build, and they were given gifts by Hashem to do it. So it asking, you know, did it build itself? I don't know. To me, that's confusing. So, help.
Okay. Well, the important thing to realize is the word Mishnah. Because when you say Mishnah,
explanation,
that is essentially saying this is halakha. This is a spiritual law that you are going to be revealing. And it's saying that the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. This is, as you said, this is the Tower of Babel. But we learned elsewhere that the gematria of the words one language is the same gematria as Lashon HaTov, or Lashon HaKodesh, which is the holy language. And the whole world, if you ask any person in the world, what language is the holy language, they will tell you that it's Hebrew. Now, you also mentioned that you have Bezalel and Eliab. And we've been taught through the Midrashim there that they were given letters to create the different aspects of the Mishkan. That they were given the materials and they were given letters, and they knew how to manipulate the letters, and which manipulated the physical articles into the entity or the essence of what they wanted to build. So this whole verse is hinting at Hebrew letters being used to be creating. And they're talking about how the temple was built. It's important to note that the stones were made ready before it was brought there, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house. Doesn't say that that iron wasn't used to build the stones elsewhere, which is not what I've heard, and I know you haven't heard it, Hannah. Could it be that the stones were built with iron, but not near the holy places? And we've been taught that the reason there was no iron built used on the stones that built the temple was because iron is an instrument of war.
Right.
The instrument of judgment. And there cannot be any judgment in the temple. And we've been given the Midrash about the Shanim worm that would secrete in straight lines so that the stones were in straight lines. But all of that we're either going to get confirmation of, hints of in these next verses, or we're going to be taught something else. Now, have I answered the questions or somewhat simplified the confusion?
Yes, seeing that the Hebrew letters, that helped a lot. It also, I thought about how the same thing is pretty much said about the golden calf, you know, how it just appeared out of nowhere, you know. So there's a similarity here.
Akitisa in the Zohar explains that the golden calf was fashioned itself, but it really didn't fashion itself. It was the heir of Rav, which were the two grandsons of who is the father of Rachel and Leah?
Lavan.
Lavan's was reincarnated into a stone, and he had been moved into grass into plant life, and his two grandsons had learned at his feet the magic that he would utilize in conflict with Jacob. And so they fooled Aaron into taking the gold directly from their hand instead of grounding the energy and then picking it up. And so they had forged the gold to become the golden calf, and then that they would use their magic to elevate the soul of Levan from the grass into this structure of gold. And then Levan took over the structure, and he became a golden animal who danced around and answered questions and, you know, did the things that fooled people and enticed people to follow him. And that's the real meaning of the heir of Rav, is these two grandsons of Levan. It may be great-grandsons. I always get that confused.
Well, also, too, I guess it's hinting that first sentence in reference to me of the link to the Tower of Babel, or Babel.
Right.
Idea that Nimrod probably was using the letters too to create.
Exactly, because the earth was a golden language. Nimrod and everybody at the tower, building the tower, were using the Hebrew letters. They were speaking Hebrew. And he had the incantations of the Book of Raziel. He had the skins that would attract souls, just as they would animals. And so he confounded peoples free choice. But essentially, he unified the Tower of Babel. He unified the people. And when God came down, he said, look, I don't want them to build this tower, but I do want them to remain unified. So how do I solve this problem? If they're unified, even God cannot complete the tikkun of human beings if they're unified in doing evil, in doing selfishness, as long as they're unified. And one of the ways it was explained to me, to a class I was in by one of my teachers in the Kabbalah Center, was, if somebody had a desire for a Mercedes-Benz, then they didn't want it for themselves. They made sure that everybody in the community, everybody in the building the tower, received a Mercedes-Benz. And of course, since everybody was getting it, they got it. But it was all about the desire to receive for oneself alone. But they were sharing that desire, and it was transferring to other people, and that was the strength and wisdom. I don't mean positive wisdom, but that was the negative wisdom that Nimrod was manipulating.
So I'm kind of thinking at this point, I always like the word secret, so... with just this first verse, I would think possibly that one of the secrets would be the idea of how great being unified or being in unity is, what can be created from that unity.
Anything can be created with unity.
Mm-hmm.
Evil and negativity can be created with unity, and positivity and good can be created with unity. Without unity, there it can be created, but it's not lasting. In fact, some of the messages that I'm getting recently that I have to contemplate, I'm not ready to say that definitely this is so, but I see it coming out of the rabbis' messages out of Israel and some of the Orthodox rabbis out of New York. What's being told is that we have enough knowledge of the Hebrew letters that we need to start to use them and develop the mind over matter that comes with the Hebrew letters. And it takes practice, and that's part of the discussion that's taking place, where people are saying it's now time to utilize these names of God in appropriate ways to travel to the various dimensions and utilize that unity of the letters to achieve those different dimensions, different worlds. And most of what they're teaching to do that is the books of the Abulafia that has been translated into English.
I kept saying the reference apples from the orchard, I believe, lately in the commentaries in our classes. And I went to Amazon to look to see, you know, if it was a book that was available. Well, it was available, but it was $500.
Yeah, no. But if you go on to Kabbalah Online into their bookstore, I think it's only about $80, but it's still pricing.
Okay.
So essentially, what you would read there is available. That's what I'm teaching from, essentially.
Right.
But they're not teaching this yet. They're not teaching what I just spoke about. They're teaching it from a... Go ahead.
Well, I would say, don't you think doing the Shalhut method with the names of Hashem as well as with Hebrew words, I mean, isn't that the beginning stage? Okay.
That's what I'm teaching, but they're not teaching that. They don't want people to be doing that. They don't think you're pure enough is their premise.
You know, that little book I found 3 years ago, and the person who wrote it, I haven't read it lately, but I remember telling you about it before, that they did it like an experiment and saw results. It's just a little tiny book, you know, so that I thought that was pretty fascinating, because that was right about the time that you first started introducing the Shalhut method. So.
No, I know that the Shalhut is very effective, and we will be utilizing it as we move forward. But the difference here is we're being told to create unity to utilize the method rather than the way I've been teaching it as individual. So we'll see. Let's go on to the next verse, although I'm not sure we'll be able to finish it. Mem tet begin divarketa dekucha barichu shera al yadaihu v'ad ketiv v'hi banoto ihi itz b'nei migarmeya Behu olfa ulfen leumamin heach. Sharan lenebad vila istala manaihu. Rishimu dehahu avita mamash umastachlan beyavi avde adi it bene kol beta. Why was that so? Because the blessings of the Holy One, blessed be He, was upon their hands. Therefore, it says, when it was in building, to indicate that it was built by itself, the building taught the artisans how to start their work by guiding their hands with signs. The artisans did not turn their eyes away from the vision of the form until the house was completely built. Questions, comments, thoughts?
We skipped a verse.
Say again?
I think we skipped the verse. You read 325. I move on 324. I couldn't find you, that's why. I didn't get to listen real good to English.
I guess that's what the computer meant. Because it skipped on its own, I didn't move it, but
right, that happens.
It does that, yeah. But that verse that I just read was very, very. It's very much a hint to me about what I am supposed to be teaching and moving forward. So I'll let it lay at that, and we'll do that another time. So let's go and do 324 in sequence. Ela kahu kemadikti miksha tayase kam nora imhi miksha mahutase ela badai kolab at panisa I David ihu migar meya kevan desharan lemebad avita olif leumanin lemebad vam ma delahawo yadin mikad mat dina. We read, and you shall make a candelabra in one piece of pure gold, shall the candelabra be made. Now a candelabra is to be made of beaten work, meaning if the artisans are to beat the bar of metal with a sledgehammer, why does the verse continue, shall the candelabra be made? That is to say, shall it be made by itself? But of course, in the temple, everything happened, and all objects made themselves by miracles and signs. As soon as the artisans began to work, the art crafted itself, showing them how to work in ways they had not known before they started. Before I say ask for questions, I need to stress that the word that is being translated as signs, the word is ot, aleph, taf, with the vowel o. That word translates in two ways. One is signs, and one is letters.
Mm-hmm.
Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, it's definitely showing mind over matter is what's bringing these things, I think, into being. But it also reminds me of, I think it's from Pirkei Avot, where it says that we aren't expected to finish a task, but we should get it started, and or something like that, you know, similar. And it's like, I don't know, you began and then your project keeps
all
on going.
Point,
you get the help from
all
heaven.
All you have to do is take the first step. All you have to do is take the first step. And
right.
Hashem finishes the whole thing. When we think that we completed, that's the mistake. That's the injection of ego into our creation. But if all we did is take a first step, Hashem completes what we want. That is from Perkei Avot, but it's also this section we're reading right now. When we finish this section, you'll have a clear understanding of that. How it worked in the temple and how it can work in our lives.
Hanoka, I have a question.
I have an answer. Do you want to make sure my answer is for your question? What's up, Brandy? Go ahead.
Okay, my question is, listening to these last few days and what it's been dealing with, whether it's mind over matter or whether it's using the letters to create and taking the first step, many times you said that we are the children of the desert, which means that sometimes some of us are children that lived in Babylon. Since we had this knowledge before, and we don't ever forget knowledge, sometimes it's just hidden from us, do you not think that the time is getting shorter than that? All of us, that we're going to be able to use what we already knew back in previous reincarnations? I kind of got that feeling, you know?
I understand the feeling. And the question is, it's up to you. Because there is no disappearance in knowledge. You say you can't remember, but that's because we have created a blockage that keeps you from remembering. And I've taught you the tools of how to pierce that blockage, how to break it so that you can access that knowledge from previous lifetimes. So if you have a desire to do it, you will do it. You have the tools. The Shilul is a tool. The Dream Question is a tool. There are other tools. The Anabatoa. What is the 4200 name of God used for? And
I use the Anabalcoic all the time. I use
for what purpose?
I use it for healing when I'm afraid, when you know, just wanting to praise God. I use it.
And what did God use it for?
Creation.
Creation. Well, I would have never thought of that one. Thank you, Hannah.
Don't I say every time we do the Anabatoa, we finish the seven verses, and I said we've brought creation into our space? Come in.
Yes, but I never really, it never dawned on me.
Well, that's why you asked the question.
The light bulb never went on, you know?
Well, who created the light bulb?
Telfa.
It wasn't Edison. It wasn't
no,
Edison.
No, it was Mr. Telfa.
Wasn't even Mr. Tesla.
Tesla wasn't
and
Mr.
Tesla.
Human Franklin either.
If you read his writing, Mr. Tesla said he didn't create anything. He just saw it in his mind. I have to run. We will discuss this more.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
you. You have a beautiful evening.
Okay.
All right, you too. Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.